This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Republican Vice President Mike Pence is praising some Wisconsin union workers and offering optimism about the COVID-19 pandemic. But Democrats say the Trump administration is falling short on help for the state. The pandemic and the presidential campaign have met in Wisconsin. Pence yesterday toured a GE healthcare plant in Madison that has dramatically increased production of ventilators in recent weeks. Those machines help people with severe breathing problems, including many COVID-19 patients. Pence began his visit talking with individual employees who explained parts of the manufacturing process. Product manager Jay Hanrahan told Pence he was super excited to be ramping up production.
It's with a sense of mission that we're delivering these from Madison, Wisconsin to caregivers and hospitals throughout the United States. And we thank you for your support.
Pence responded by including a mention of the hundreds of production workers in the plant.
GE Healthcare and union machinists here have been saving lives, no question. And thanks for not waiting to be asked. Thanks for stepping up, leaning in.
About a month ago, members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, who work at the Madison plant, agreed to a one-year emergency contract extension that allowed GE to bring in some employees from other company locations and make ventilators around the clock. In return, the union says it received some financial gains. Machinist union official Alex Hoekstra says he agrees with the vice president that the production workers have proven their worth. But the machinists recently endorsed Democrat Joe Biden for president, and Hoekstra is not backing away from the former vice president.
Our membership thinks he's the right candidate. That's really the most important issue. Biden has a strong track record with unions, and we think he's a proven candidate and one that can turn the country back around.
Hoekstra declines to say whether he thinks the Pence visit was partly aimed at drawing some of the union rank and file to the GOP this fall. The incumbent vice president's other main message seemed to be reassurance about the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have a ways to go, but together we will meet this moment. We will, I believe with all of my heart, reach that day someday soon when we can put the coronavirus in the past.
But Democrats who held a conference call yesterday say the Trump administration is not giving enough help to states like Wisconsin. House member Mark Pocan of the Madison area cited federal figures on COVID-19 test kits the state requested.
We asked for 60,000 test kits. They say they shipped 3. Now, we don't know what that means, if they mean 3 individual or 3 of some quantity, but we know it was not the 60,000 test kits we requested. Where the hell is the federal response for places like Wisconsin?
The Trump administration says the supply numbers are better than the congressman claims, but Pocan says the White House is taking credit for items Wisconsin bought from the private sector. Other figures released yesterday are not in dispute. The state says COVID-19 has killed more than 240 Wisconsin residents, and the number of confirmed cases of the disease in the state now tops 4,600. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.